this is my grandmother?
Yes. Okay. Okay. So this is my grandmother,
Agnes Heisley.
And I'll be asking her questions today. Well, okay, so I'll say, my name is Daisy. I am 13 years old. Today is
the 24th
of November. 2018. I'm speaking with Agnes Heisley or Mamu or Grandma.
Right.
Who is my grandma. We are recording this interview in Chicago or
St. Charles,
Illinois. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I grew up in Alexandria, Virginia. I went to a private school always from first grade through high school. I had a wonderful childhood and a wonderful high school experience. I was a child of the 50s, teenager of the 50s, and these were really the happy days. And shortly after high school, I married my husband of almost 60 years, and we raised 5 children, and then they were married, and then they had grandchildren. So I have grandchildren. Okay.
Thank you. Can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents? I mean, and your great-grandparents.
I only had one grandmother that was alive when I was alive. She died in 1948. She was a seamstress. She tried very hard to teach me to sew, but I hated sewing. But we went to her house every Sunday for dinner in Washington, D.C., near Georgetown University. And we always have happy memories of always a nice family dinner on Sunday at my grandmother's house.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Of you? Oh, my favorite memory is that you are the caboose of my grandchildren. So you've always been always the first, and then the last are always the extra special. So the first grandchild is now 34, and the last grandchild is 13, and that would be Daisy. And I was there when she was born, and I've seen her many, many times through the years and gone with her on many things, excursions, many things at St. Patrick's, Grandparents' Day, and so on. We have wonderful memories of a real beautiful little girl.
Thank you. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
When my husband died.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
My mother and my mother-in-law, who are the most influential people in my life. And I was very close to both of them, and they really helped mold me. Also, the school I went to, the private school, enabled me to meet many friends who I keep today from my high school that graduated in 1958. There's still 24 of us that get together once a year, so it's a very happy time. But that's what I became after St. Mary's Academy. Okay.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Can we come back to that question?
I don't think so.
Oh God.
Give me just a teacher.
I was raised by nuns, so they were all nuns and they were all very strict, and I probably was a little more difficult for them to, I was a little harem scarum, but they were all a very good influence, and consequently that's why I have so many close friends from St. Mary's Academy in Alexandria, Virginia.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
What advice would I give?
To your teenage self.
To my teenage?
Self.
Self?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, try not to talk too much.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
Particularly kind to me. are so many people. Barbara Ann Walsh, Barbara Ann Aubrey Walsh, because she's been my very best friend since we were 5 years old. And she's always been there to support me my whole life. And I, with her, I hope she would say the same thing. My parents supported me and my in-laws supported me. Okay. All right.
Okay. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Let me see the question there. I have so many positive moments or memories from my life. I had a really happy life, and I had a happy marriage, and I have happy children. So I don't think too many things are negative except losing of my parents, my in-laws, some close relatives. That would always be a negative thing or a sad thing. But I don't know how they shaped. I've kind of described already how they shaped my life and other questions.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
My husband. Your grandfather.
What is something you miss about them?
Everything. Everything.
Go ahead. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Oh, probably one of the days I met your grandfather. But then, no. Yeah, that was happy, but also the birth of my 5 children. They were some of my just crowning glories, my 5 children.
How did you and your grandma meet?
How did you meet grandpa?
Okay, I was at a baseball game when I was a teenager, and I went and I said, "Who's that guy? I want to meet him," and the rest is history.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
How to be kind and thoughtful of other people. I learned a lot from my church, my faith, and my friends.
What is your faith?
My favorite. My what?
Your faith.
My faith is Catholic.
What are you most grateful for?
My family.
What are you proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life?
Professionally, I've always been a mother and a grandma, a wife, a mother and a grandmother. So, what was the other part? What was the first part?
What are you proudest of personally?
Personally. My family.
That's fine. It's okay. Who would you like to be remembered? How would you like to be remembered?
As, hopefully a nice person. Hopefully a nice person, kind and thoughtful.
What are your hopes and wishes for me for my children?
For Daisy's children? Well, I am 78 years old, so I have always told everybody I want to watch Daisy walk down the aisle. So, and then the second part of that dream would be, because she's my last, is to hold her child. That's what I want to do.
At the end of the interview, take a few moments to tell your interview partner what they mean to you.
Tell Daisy what she means to you.
Well, we did talk about that a little bit because you're the last one. So we probably have overindulged you because you're the sweetest little girl and you're the end. And so you always get a little bit more than everybody else, but nobody's supposed to know that. So I hope that Daisy has a wonderful, wonderful memories of her childhood, her teenage years, her high school, her college, and her beautiful life that's ahead of her. So she's a beautiful child and she's a wonderful young girl, and I love her with all my heart.
Thank you.
Are we done?
We're done.
All right.